Welcome to the Immigration Museum. Entry to the upper levels requires a ticket, but the ground level is accessible. In the Discovery Centre, you will see the original bluestone vaults of the Customs House, completed in 1876. Have a wander around the space and listen to architect Darrell Jackson guide us through the project.
When you get to the old Customs House in Melbourne, its name derives from the fact that this was the pool of Melbourne outside on the Yarra, where the boats used to pull up and the first immigrants arrived. So when the city was founded, this was the Customs House. It's where you declared your values, just as you do when you're going through the airport at present. To become the Immigration Museum, it was thought a fitting sort of match or fit, you know, one century or so later than the original customs requirement, to be able to talk about immigration as a component of Australia's culture. And in that respect, the building, as its title suggested, does have an affinity and a fit with newcomers wanting to come. So the museum really here is about the identity of people coming to Australia and from whence they've come. And therefore the new title, not Customs House but Immigration Museum, is the suggested view, because just about every European Australian family has come from somewhere else at some point. When you go into the building, you will see that it is not changed very much, and it was really in quite good condition. It had been looked after by various customs officers and occupants in the past. And it had a really significant entrance foyer, a very strong symbol. And the barrel vaults that you progress to for Discovery Centre or for a coffee lead you through the building to the outside. That's a most significant change, because we've been able to take people to the exterior at the ground floor, which wasn't possible previously. And we wanted to do that in order to be able to have people experience the names that are set up in the courtyard space outside. One of the significant differences between it being a customs house and being a museum is that it's now a public space. It's a civic space. And therefore the theme of people having their names and so on located in the plaza outside is really bringing to bear the sense of, well, where did Grandma come from? The way in which architects have to think about conservation is really of interest to me. The sense is that former buildings with former occupancies can be transformed in ways that, you know, are respectful, in the ways that you have to investigate it by doing research and by thinking about how best to bring about the new dimension that's required. You can do this by a transformation of an apposition or an opposite point of view. So when you're sitting inside the dense quality of the barrel vaults, so the lightness of the new veranda on the outside is the contrasting piece. And it's therefore very clearly an addition to the existing building. So it's not trying to compete with the building, it's trying to complement the building, but in a different kind of language. Light versus heavy, solidity versus transparency. So these kind of things bring about a new sense of the presence of the Immigration Museum rather than the barricaded off customs house. The way in which you need to touch an island building such as this has to be carefully done. It's not a street building, it's an island building on three sides and a laneway entrance from the rear. And therefore it has a formidable presence in its own right as a customs house and now as the museum. And so new things that were required, such as air conditioning and other services, are in a separate building, a small pavilion, as it were, in the plaza, and that's the zinc building that you would see sitting in the cafe at the rear. So the conservation architects, Peter Lovell and his team, were very careful about not defacing the building in order to put the exhibitions in place. And we're really largely dealing with smaller objects and smaller artefacts that people will have brought with them, and therefore they can be in display areas that are not super big. We're discussing conservation and intervention in terms of old and new. And therefore, the research that we've been doing on the building through the conservation architect is instructing, if you like, the modern architect as to how best to make that intervention and to therefore carry it through in a respectful way. So some of that has to do with scale and proportion, the opposition of light to heavy, as I was discussing previously. But you can see in the access down from Flinders Lane down the new staircase and onto the plaza, the proportioning of the new glass space is connected to the rhythm and form of the Ionic columns that are on the exterior elevation. The interior space didn't have to transform itself. The big ballroom you'll see has a fantastic ship made by Julian Martin's team that sits inside the ballroom. And the ballroom has these classical orders of Victorian architecture replicating Roman and Greek history. But the new ship is really Julian's idea about the transformation of the immigration circumstance itself. Most people in history, in the 19th century at least, all came by ship. And so the idea of the ship is really a compelling image in the centre of the room without having to interfere with any of the architectural qualities and forms of the space. We had to open up the ground floor because it simply had been barricaded off, and with the area around it, as I said before, breaking the building open was the hardest thing to approach. But you will see when you look at it that the arcade rhythm predetermine certain door openings and so on that are in rhythm with the whole facade above. It wasn't like just cutting a tear out of the building and ripping it apart. It wasn't necessary to do that. But the barrel vaults take you through to the doorway and carry you through to the space beyond. All of that interlocks in a way like a language to where you place things in a reasonable way that people might understand.
Our next stop is Goodshed North on Collins Street. To get there, leave the Immigration Museum and turn right into William Street. Walk up to Collins Street, passing Flinders Lane. At Collins Street, you can walk or catch a 31, 42 or 48 tram towards the Docklands. Get off at the second stop past Spencer Street. Walk into the black glass box at number 710 Collins Street.